This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 4/20/2026. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He had an episode when he developed some rash on his face. It was itching. He has taken Benadryl, which has improved his symptoms. He feels better now. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies taking any new medications. He has been on the antibiotic for some time and has been tolerating it well. He was diagnosed with osteomyelitis of his toes and has been on the antibiotic for the same. He has been following up with his VA doctor for it. He denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremity with chronic skin changes. Both big toes with a wound / eschar dried at the tip of the toe, healing well. No redness or associated drainage is seen. Impression number one, bilateral left grade toe wound / next osteomyelitis, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next neuropathy, next history of congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next hypothyroidism, next chronic pain, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. Will continue his current medication. He has been on the antibiotic, will be continued. He has been taking Benadryl, which has improved his rash. Will monitor his symptoms, continue current medications, recheck labs, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is, again, Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 4/13/2026. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he is doing better. His wound has been improving. He denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitation. His wound has not been draining. Overall, he feels better. He has been on the antibiotic. No problems with antibiotic. His sugars have been fluctuating some. He refuses his insulin at times. He denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities, chronic skin changes, both toes with dressing in place. Impression number one, bilateral toe wound, next osteomyelitis, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next neuropathy, next atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal, next congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next chronic pain, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Continue wound care, continue antibiotics. He's keeping his legs elevated. He seems to be doing better. Will continue current medication. He has to complete 6 weeks of antibiotic. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Hollenberg, H-O-L-L-E-N-B-E-C-K. James, J-A-M-E-S, date of birth is 8/8/1942, date of service is 4/20/2026. Ms. Hollenbeck is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He stated that he's doing much better. Since his valve surgery, he feels more energy and feels better. His swelling has improved. He had the lesion removed from the side of his right side of his neck. Wound has been healing. He denies any complaints of drainage. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any abdominal pain. No nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea, no hyperpeptic, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one. Impression number one. Squamous cell skin cancer, right side neck. Next, severe aortic stenosis, status post TAVR. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, paroxysmal lateral fibrillation. Next, history of cardiac arrhythmia, status post AICD. Next, chronic anemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss his patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor his PT INR. His INR is slightly low. His dosage of Coumadin was increased. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient, again, is James Hollenbeck, H-O-L-L-E-N-B-E-C-K, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 8-8-1942. Date of service is 4-14-2026. Mr. Hollenbeck is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's seen along with the resident. He states that he's feeling better. He just had the surgery. His wound has been healing. He feels better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, any palpitations. He's supposed to be off the Coumadin for another 2 days, and then he can restart his Coumadin. He denies any other symptoms or complaints. Overall, has been feeling well, has been eating good, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one, squamous cell skin cancer, right side neck. Next, severe aortic stenosis, status post TAVR. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, paroxysmal lateral fibrillation. Next, cardiac arrhythmia, status post AICD. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic anemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. We'll restart his Coumadin. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his PT INR. We'll monitor his wound. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9-14-1952. Date of service is 4-14-2026. Miss O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She was having some urinary symptoms along with some discomfort. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, extremities, no edema. Impression number one, UTI. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. next morbid obesity, next history of congestive heart failure, next COPD, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next major depressive disorder, next generalized anxiety disorder, next history of left adnexal cyst, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. I've suggested that since she is having urinary symptoms, her previous urine test did show ESBL. We'll start her on phosphomycin, 3 grams every 3 days for 10 days. We'll repeat your analysis after that. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.